This is Your Power Gospel 1360 WNAH Nashville and on the World Wide Web, WNAH.com.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Hi. This is One of Messiah Congregation, Kahal Echad BeMashiach. And, of course, we are Jews and Gentiles that believe in the Messiah, Yeshua. I thank you for being here this afternoon. We are live at the studio. We are a congregation of people from all around the world. We don't say just in Tennessee, but we're from all around the world. And we're people from many walks of life, different personalities, different characters. Maybe to some people may not even look like they should be believing in God. But yes, we have surrendered our lives to the Messiah, and we thank God we could be here, the Mashiach. I praise the Lord. Shalom to everyone. I want to say hello to my wife. She's here this afternoon.
Well, shalom, everyone. Good to be here.
Praise the Lord. We pray the Lord will bless this half hour. Remember now, we're at the studio today, down here in downtown Nashville. If you want to call us, just dial 256-1360. Of course, wait till you know what we're talking about. That's 256-1360, 615 area code if you're driving around, you know, in some the outskirts here.
And what is the subject today?
Today's subject is, you know, I couldn't get a precise title yet, but it has to do with what is the root cause that we are amok. In other words, everything is so lost of God, and everything is so, seems like dissolved, and everyone is just off on their own way. You know, just like for an example, when I start every broadcast, I always tell people that, you know, the date, like today is January 5th. And believe it or not, it's like almost 70 degrees out, which is really strange. And, you know, and now they're calling it 2007. Isn't that wonderful? That means to me that no one has ever looked this up. Of course, people that look up calendars and dates, they know this is not correct, of course. And if you do, like we do, go back to the Hebrew-Jewish roots of our faith, and we start recognizing God has his own calendar, we find that one more time, I'm going to say this every week, I'm going to let you know what month it is in God's month. And God is very knowledgeable about his months, and we're in the 10th month of God, called Tevet, and it's the 15th day. Now, I know most people will probably say, what is that, Jewish? What is this? I thought this was a Christian radio
it's station. It's Godish.
Yes. That's in the book of Esther, chapter 2, verse 16. The 10th month is called Tevet, or Tevet in Hebrew. Anyway, you know, this has been on my mind, I guess, for the last few weeks, and it must be because of this the season that we just passed, you know. I'm talking about Pope Gregory's season, that is. You know, even, like, let's take, like, today's the 5th of January, tomorrow is the 6th, and believe it or not, even some messianics, they're calling it the Epiphany, and and some people call it Little Christmas, too, in New York. And then that's the made-up feast when the three kings from the east came to worship Yeshua, Jesus. I don't know who made that up.
I don't think it's in the Word. Never saw it.
Sounds a little Catholic to me, don't it?
Yes, it does.
Anyway, that's not. It's just another made-up tradition. I can't call it a feast because who would ever know that? First of all, there's no Januaries in the Bible. Matter of fact, I think it was Julius Caesar who added the month January and February to the calendar. So this didn't even exist. I mean, that's ridiculous. The Roman calendar was started in March, and March corresponds more closely to the Hebrew Bible, which, because we know the new year starts in Aviv, which corresponds to the Passover, which happens in March or April.
Spring.
Yes. God's new year is in the spring. Does anyone out there get that? Does anyone have a Bible out there? Turn to Exodus chapter 12, verse 2, please. And read it for yourself. God says this is the first month. It's the beginning of the year. And it's in spring. It's called the Passover. Now, I know everyone just had a big blowout just a few days ago, and they called it Happy New Year, but that's made up. It's not a new year, unless you're following Roman teachings or Pope Gregory. Yes.
Now, you were just saying all these things about that we've gone away from God's calendar and his feasts and things, but you were talking a little bit before about, but what is the reason? What is the cause that all these things have been forgotten?
Well, you know, this morning, actually, I shouldn't say this morning, but I guess last night when I was sleeping, it kept coming to me. And, you know, one of the major, I believe the major problem in the world today that we see and almost in every generation the adding and diminishing from the Word of God over the, you know, a few thousand years, it even continues today to be the root that causes all the problems in the world. And that sentence I just said, if you stop and think about it for a while, think of any problem in the world. Just because someone added to the Word of God or diminished from the Word of God, which God says not to do, you could apply it to the atrocities that are in the world. Think about it. I mean, the Lord says, Lo tisafu al hadava asher nochi mitzaveh etchem velo tigra'u mimenu. It says, L'shemor et mitzvot Yehovah Elohechem asher nochi mitzaveh etchem. And the reason why I liked reading that in Hebrew is to show you that it says the same thing in Hebrew, Ivrit.
In English.
You're not supposed to, Deuteronomy 4, verse 2 says, you're not supposed to add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments, the mitzvot of the Lord your God, which I command you. You're not supposed to add or diminish. Now, stop for 1 second. That one little scripture, think about it for a minute.
Well, let's talk about how do we add to the word today, or how do the churches and the Christianity as a whole, how have they added to the word, first of all?
Well, you can easily drive down the road and stop at one of your Christian bookstores. Look at how many books they got there. You don't think that's adding to the word of God?
Oh, I do, of course.
Go stop at a synagogue. You know what a Talmud is? Talmud?
Yes, I do.
It's probably got from 60 to 80 volumes of commentaries that are added to the word of God.
That's right. All the commentaries in your Bible. Also, all of the Bible versions, because they don't match each other.
The Bible versions is one of the, I would call it, the major atrocities in the spiritual world, because every time you write a Bible, it's significantly different than the last one. And people have changed and added and diminished to the Word of God to a point where there's not even a gospel anymore. Now it's just hold a good thought, or Jesus just loves you.
That's right. They've taken away judgment. They've taken away the blood. They've taken away the commandments. They've made sin less sinful in the new corrupt Bible versions, correct?
Well, yes. And these scriptures in Deuteronomy 4:2 and also Deuteronomy 12:32 says the same thing. The Lord says, what things soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. In other words, it's all been written. There's no oral law like they teach in Judaism. And also, this Catholicism's got probably, who knows how many volumes of books for you to study.
Well, you just mentioned some verses in Deuteronomy. Well, some people would say, well, that's the Old Testament. Now, Angelo, wouldn't they be diminishing from the Word of God if we can't use Deuteronomy?
Well,
it is the Word of God, right?
Right. This is the problem with the Protestant churches. They have diminished 77% of the Word of God, and they tell people that that's not in effect any longer, and now we have the Gospels and letters. Well, first of all, the letters are not books of the Bible. They're letters. The epistles are letters. The Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are Gospels. You know, everyone in the Gospels and letters follow the Tanakh, or as everyone knows it in this country, the Old Testament. Now remember, we're at 256-1360. 256-1360, 615 area code. If you want to get on this conversation, and I hope you're listening out there.
Now, we're not saying that the Gospels and letters aren't Scripture. However, what we are saying is that all the people in the New Testament books, Jesus, the apostles, Paul, all of them, didn't have what we call the New Testament Scriptures. They actually used the whole, what we call the Tanakh, the Torah, the
Yes.
books of Moses, all the books that you know from Genesis to Malachi is what they used. And continued to use to teach and to show you who the Messiah was through the Scriptures.
Amen. You know, this has been an exciting week so far for me. I've talked to Baptist ministers. I've talked to people in different states. And some people are getting it. You know, a lot of people, they don't understand that you're not supposed to add to the Word of God. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, verse 6, it says, Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and of course you'll be found a liar. Just think, if you add unto his words, you're a liar. If you diminish from his words, you're a liar. How many liars are going to heaven?
I was just going to say that. I don't think any.
Yes. So that's why Deuteronomy is really important. It's called Devarim in Hebrew, the words. It says, Et kol hadavah she'anochi mitzvah etchem oto tishmaru la'asot. And that means the same thing I've been telling you. It says, Lo tosef elav velo tigra mimanu. You're not supposed to add to the word or diminish from the word. Now, think about that. Just think when some ministers give their message, they give about 2 minutes of scripture, or not even 2 minutes, and then the rest of the hours, them expounding on, you know, different commentaries that they come up with.
That's right, because you can't diminish or add to the word. They're adding to it. Now, what about when people say that you don't have to keep the commandments anymore? They're taking out the Ten Commandments that God spoke himself and wrote with his own finger, and they're taking it out of the Word of God, saying, oh, it's no more. Ah, you don't have to follow that anymore, because now you just think Jesus. Well, if I remember right, wasn't it Jesus that was with them in the wilderness, or the Word of God?
The Word of the Lord.
Jesus, the Word of the Lord.
Yes. Hadavah HaElohim, yes.
Yeah.
Bamidbar, yes, in the wilderness. You know, we are Jews here and Gentiles that believe in the Messiah. We are the Israel of God. And if you'd like to talk to us, we're here live at the studio, 256-1360, 256-1360, and that's 615 area code. Now, if you're listening, and this might all sound shocking to you, but, you know, in the last few weeks, I've been talking about steadily that all the things of God have been replaced by most made-up traditions of men.
Counterfeits.
I mean, you know, does anyone care about clean and unclean foods?
No, they don't. But if they read, even on the internet, that how unclean foods are not good for you, they might get an idea that maybe God knew this first.
Yeah.
And he created some animals to eat and some animals to clean the earth.
Correct. You know, some people never even heard of the holy days of the Lord. This world turned it into the holidays. And it's not holidays, it's the holy days, the Kadosh, you know. Most people, as you know, never heard of the Feast of the Lord. They turned it into the Jewish feast. The calendar's been changed. The names of the week have been changed. The names of the month are changed. Nobody recognizes the Rosh Chodesh, the new moon.
The gospel's been changed.
The gospel's definitely changed. I mean, I was explaining to someone this week about the Shabbat, like which happens tonight. Tonight is the Sabbath of the Lord, which is a holy day of God.
And a sign between him and his people.
Amen.
If you're going to be his people.
You know, most people, I don't understand why they don't understand. There's Ten Commandments, and the Sabbath is the fourth commandment of God. And that's on Friday night to Saturday night sundown. Now, we're not telling you that it's wrong to go to church on Yom Rishon, which is known as Sunday, or Yom Sheni, Monday, or Yom Shlishi, for that matter. But also we're saying is that you can go worship anytime you want. We're not talking about the day of worship. We're talking about a commandment. The commandment is Friday night to Saturday night sundown, the Shabbat. That's tonight.
That's right. And it's to keep one entire 24-hour period for the Lord. Now, is that too much to ask? Do you think that's too much for God to ask us
for us
as Christians one day of our life? Because that's how we learn of him. And you realize that if you would have spent that whole day, all your life, or even for a year, and learned of God and read his word, how much more you would know, we wouldn't have to be telling you these things because you would already know them.
Correct. You know, it's a shame. You know, here we are in, of course, the 10th month of God called Tevet. But let's just talk about right now it's Pope Gregory's January, okay? Just think how many people right now are in debt and still trying to figure out how they're going to pay their bills because of the pagan holidays that they just passed, you know, the Christmas and the New Year nonsense. And nobody even looks things up. But right now there's lots of stress in families. There's lots of anguish. You know, there's people discontent. You know, it's very sad.
And very lonely sometimes.
How many people do you think understand? We've been talking about this for weeks now, Colossians 2:16. I mean, you know, just that one verse threw the whole church for a loop, the Protestants. See, we are called Jews that believe in the Messiah. In the very sense of the word, we are real Jews because we are not Jews from Judaism. We're Jews from the Bible. There's no Judaism in the Bible. There's no rabbis in the Old Testament. Now, is anyone listening out there? Am I provoking anyone? There must be somebody out there that's listening. 256-1360. 256-1360. You know, You know, a lot of people might say, well, you guys talk about the same thing all the time. Well, think about it. God says the same thing many, many times over and over because of our thick heads.
That's right.
You know, it's a sad thing that most people don't recognize that the mystery of iniquity doth already work, like it's stated in 2 Thessalonians.
And that was almost 2,000 years ago.
Yes. And that Paul quoted said that. And, of course, he's thinking about Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, that this person that's going to come in someone's future, he has come already in a spiritual manner because they have changed times and seasons. You know, this whole mystery of iniquity doth already work. So the system, whether spiritually is being put together, I don't know about physically, but it seems like there's things going on in this world that are out of the average person's control, and you're going to definitely need God.
That's right, because the counterfeits are in place so that you will not know who that anti-Messiah is. What I mean by that is that how do I know if someone's a prophet or if somebody's for real in the Lord? From the Bible, I know that if they're not keeping all the commandments of God, if they don't keep God's feast days, then I know that God's not talking to them because he would be telling them about them. But see, because of the diminishing of the word and the church is saying those things aren't applicable anymore, and also all the teachings in the churches that God's always talking to you and your thoughts are God, and that never speak against any minister, well, those things are in place that you're not going to recognize the false Messiah. It's all there,
well,
the counterfeits.
That's why our congregation, and I'm the minister here, I try to point everyone to please read your Bible. Please study your Bible. I don't send you to any other books. Everything we have is free on our website. It's oneinmessiah.net. That's oneinmessiah.net. Yes, I'm from New York. Please don't misinterpret the way I talk. We talk a little different in New York, but we try to get the message across the best way we know it. You know, I'm not a Southern preacher, obviously, and, you know, I'm not going to sound Southern, right? But I'm here because I want to make straight the way of the Lord no matter where I go. And I thank the Lord for all the people this week I had a chance and an opportunity to talk to. Let's see if this is a question or a comment. Hello, is this a question or a comment for One of Messiah?
Yes, I just wanted to talk to you a minute.
Sure. Who's speaking?
This is Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
All right, doing fine. I enjoy your program, and I for sure agree with you that Jesus is the Messiah. But are you aware that he never said in Scripture that he is God?
I believe
yes,
he
Joe.
Did.
I tell you what, Joe, thank you for your question, and we'll answer that, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we definitely will answer
well,
that.
Well, that's an easy question to answer because Yeshua is, it actually says that he is the Word of God made flesh. There's only one God, and God can't die, Joe. And for anyone else that's listening, you know, God can't die. So guess what? Apostle Paul said a body was prepared, and this body was the Messiah. And the Messiah was born of a virgin, and the Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. Let's see if this is another... Okay, I thought the phone rang.
And we can go further with that, you know, with John, you know, the beginning...
Is this another question or comment?
Hi, yes, I'm just phoning in to talk to Brother Joseph. Are they online now?
Joseph is on the somewhere in the world. They're on the radio. Mm-hmm. We're in the studio.
Is that the studio's number now?
Yes, you're calling the studio.
Studio, yeah. Are they live on now or not?
Yes, we are
live. I'm Malachi, One of Messiah Congregation. How may I help you? We're on the radio right now, live.
That's right, yeah. I would like to encourage everyone, and I'm listening here from Canada. I'm Brother Lawrence, and I just want to encourage, and you were talking about all the confusion going on in the world. And like Joshua, I just want to encourage everybody to be strong and of good courage. And not to forsake the commandments of God, just as the Israelites, before they go into the promised land, Joshua gave them commandment to not to forget the commandments. And I think that's why we are where we are now.
You're correct.
Praise the
you
Lord.
Know,
the right.
Mitzvot are so important.
That's right, yeah. And just everybody, if they have a chance to go through Joshua 1 on the Sabbath, and I want to... bless everyone and have a good Shabbat this weekend. Thank you.
Shabbat shalom to you. And please go to our website. It's oneinmessiah.net. That's O-N-E-I-N, messiah.net. God bless
you. And join us on Pal Talk. Are you aware of a program called Pal Talk?
Yes, I've been there
the
last couple of weeks.
Well, praise the Lord.
Again. Thank you.
Well,
thank
shalom
you
to you. God
much.
Bless you.
God bless.
Shalom.
Well, that's wonderful. We have people calling from Canada. You know, yes, did you want to say something?
Yes, I'd like to answer the question about that Jesus is God. And you were saying it, but John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word.
Of course.
And the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
And the Word was God.
Of course he's God.
And also, it's interesting, in Emmanuel, when they said call him Emmanuel,
what does that mean in Hebrew?
God with God. Us.
Oh.
So God was with us.
So, you know, we're going to be doing
praise
Hebrew lessons mm-hmm. on Monday, Lord willing, on Pal Talk. Maybe we could teach a little Hebrew. Emmanuel means God with us.
Yeah,
and we
would like you to join us on the Sabbath if you'd like to discuss this further and go through Scripture.
You know, Yeshua.
We'd love to.
I remember Yeshua said, he beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.
Yes, he did.
Oh, he was from everlasting, he said.
From everlasting.
From the beginning, wherever the earth was. What man do you know like that?
None.
See, a lot of people get mixed up on the flesh body that was prepared. You know, the flesh body that was prepared, obviously, that was a flesh, and that was born of a woman, but yet it's still supernatural because it was born of an alma, a virgin. And this Messiah, of course, he could be the only Messiah, and he had to come before 70 A.D., and we know that Yeshua is the Messiah, and we are Jews that believe this. And we would love to read the Hebrew Bible with anyone or English, and we can prove to you anywhere. But getting back to our subject, the Word of God has been diminished and it has been added to for thousands of years. That's why this whole world is in turmoil. Look at how many religions there are. Look at how many philosophies there are. Look at how many people don't even believe in God. They've even made feminine gods. They've made the, who knows? Let's see if this is for us. Is this a question or a comment for one of Messiah?
Yes, Malachi. This is Z from Jacksonville, Florida.
Well, praise the
Z,
Lord.
Shabbat shalom.
Listen, I need to ask you a question because I'm still not fairly convinced. You said that it's okay to go to worship, to keep the Shabbat and go to the first day churches. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Did I correctly understand you there?
Okay, no, you didn't understand me yet. Let me explain one more time.
Okay.
Okay, should I hang up or you want to hang on?
I'll hang up.
Okay, praise. Listen. Okay, here's what we're telling everybody. We believe you can come to our church because we do keep the commandments, the feast of the Lord, we keep the Shabbat. If we get together on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to worship the Lord, to sing songs, come and join us. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm not telling anyone to go join just some church that doesn't keep the commandments. That's ridiculous. I wouldn't tell you to go join some synagogue that don't believe in the Messiah. Right?
Right.
So I want to make sure everybody understands. You have to keep the commandment, which is the fourth commandment, on Friday night to Saturday night sundown. That's a commandment of God, the Sabbath. Then, if we get together or people like us that keep the commandments, worship the Lord again on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, come and join us. But don't go disjoin any church because they don't believe in keeping the commandments. They're the ones who diminished from the Word of God. They're the ones who added to the Word of God.
That's right, because what we do is, you know, right away when we tell churches or people about the Sabbath, they'll say, oh, you think that going to church on Sunday is a sin? No, you can go to church on Sunday all you want, but the sin comes when you break the Sabbath. So in other words, they're worshiping on Sunday, that's fine, but they're breaking the Sabbath,
which isn't fine. Right. You wouldn't go to a Sunday church because they do all the pagan holidays. They don't even know. I don't even think they're saved. They are obviously not come to the knowledge of the truth.
Right.
You know, when you accept the Messiah, you're being restored back to Torah. You're trying to be, a restoration is taking place. How many people do you know are restored back to the Torah? They all say the law is gone. When the Lord says, it says in the Bible, I was reading a verse today. It was in the book of, in Romans. It says that if you're not, it says those that are what? Without law shall perish
law. Yes, yes.
And those that are in the law shall be judged by the law, right?
That's right.
So it's talking right there that there is a law.
That's right. And if you're outside of God's law, you're just going to plain perish.
A lot of people, it's actually Romans chapter 2:12.
Yes.
It says, for as many as have sinned in the Torah shall perish without Torah. If you sinned without the Torah, the law, you're going to perish without the law. And if and as many as have sinned in the Torah, the law, shall be judged by the Torah, the law.
And the law and the judgments of God, by the way, are in the Torah.
It says
here
for
in
the,
Exodus, yes.
For not the hearers of the Torah shall be just before God, but the doers of the law shall be just. So Apostle Paul saying right here, the doers of the law shall be justified. Everybody hear that in Christian land?
And that means the commandments. Every time you see the word law in the New Testament, it could mean different things. Obviously, here it means commandments, right?
You know, I want to invite everyone, whoever is in the listening vicinity, tomorrow is the Sabbath of the Lord. Actually, it starts tonight, but tomorrow we get together at 12 o'clock Central Time. We happen to be here in a place called Tennessee, and if you'd like to come and talk to some Jews that believe in the Messiah, we're at 605 Wilson Pike in Brentwood, Tennessee. And we're in a place called the New Hope Community Church, only because we don't have our own building yet. So if you'd like to get behind us with finances, please get on our website. Call us up.
And how can they reach you? What telephone number?
They can call us anytime they feel like it. 615. This is after the broadcast. That's 591-9820. 591-9820. That's after the broadcast. Email me. I'm right on a line. Come tomorrow. 12 o'clock Central Time. We're going to be there studying, singing. I mean, you know, we're going to be doing, we're going to be praising the Lord. You know, this half hour doesn't do us any justice to this subject. That's why tomorrow we pick up and we go more with this about this is what's changed everyone's personality, everyone's attitude, everyone's walk of life. It's adding and diminishing from the Word of God.
That's right. And we have to give credit to that to the churches because they have diminished greatly from the Word of God. So what everyone needs to do, because, you know, we were all born into a church or even atheists sometimes.
Or a synagogue.
Yeah, or synagogue. And at one point in our life, we have to sit down, read the Word of God from beginning to end, and try to understand it ourselves and realize that you have to live by the whole Word of God.
Amen. Yep. Now, we are one in Messiah congregation. That's Kahal Echad BeMashiach in Hebrew. And I know this is unusual to be on this kind of a station that are Jews that believe in Jesus. Yes, Yeshua is Jewish.
And we all become part of the Israel of God once we join the Messiah.
Amen.
There's no difference.
Once you join the Messiah, we all become Echad, one in Messiah.
Amen.
So join us on oneinmessiah.net on the internet. Call us anytime, 615-591-9820. Come tomorrow at 12 o'clock Central Time at the New Hope Community Church right here in Brentwood, Tennessee. That's 605 Wilson Pike at 12 o'clock. We even have an oneg, which is food. And come and join us. Come and talk to us. If you have any questions, I want to invite Joe out there, Yosef.
Yeah, please come.
Come and talk to us. Come and we'll discuss anything you want. I just praise the Lord we could be here this half hour. You know, tonight is the Shabbat, and you know what it says in the book of Isaiah 58? It says, verse 13, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing your own pleasure on God's holy day, and you call the Sabbath a delight, it's the Kadosh, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob, who is Israel, thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. So keep the Shabbat tonight. And if you don't understand that, come and talk to us tomorrow. We'll explain to you. We're not Seventh-day Adventist. We are people that disbelieve the Bible. Praise the Lord. We are one of Messiah congregation. I thank God we could be here. I wish our half hour could be stretched into a little longer, but you can't stretch minutes into a half hour. Get behind us, please, with prayers, fastings, finances. Join the body. We don't want you to join any particular congregation. We want you to join the body of Messiah wherever you are in the world. Read the scriptures. Don't add to them. Don't diminish from them. I just praise the Lord we could be here. And I say have a wonderful Shabbat Shalom tonight. And if you have any questions, I'm always available. You can never say you can't get a hold of me. So go on my website, oneinmessiah.net, oneinmessiah.net. God bless you and have a wonderful afternoon.
Shalom.